Sometimes a new perspective is all that's needed to shift our way of thinking and bring us to a new state of mind. In this next hour, join author, medium, and intuitive life coach Kimberly Ray as she discusses spirituality interwoven through worldviews, cultural diversities, ideas, and experience. Share stories and embrace growth on Mindful Moments with Kimberly Ray as she offers tips and strategies for expanded awareness, welcomes callers for questions, and offers intuitive guidance from spirit and inspirational conversations.
Well, good afternoon. How are you guys? How's your day, your evening, whatever time it is where you're listening from? I hope it's the right time. I hope you're doing well, feeling powerful, feeling productive, and I thank you so much for being here. If you don't know, my name is Kim. I'm an author, an intuitive, and I spend my days listening to things beyond what the eyes can see. So that's why I'm here, to hold space for you too in that growth and expansion, and to talk, have inspired conversation, and even channel spirit. So I hope this show finds you just feeling seated in your soul, feeling comfortable, and totally maximizing, you know, embracing and maximizing your humanity. Tonight's show is, you know, definitely something that I feel like it's surfacing over and over. It's that age-old question of purpose. Why are we here? What is this life all about? What is my mission on Earth? And, you know, as a medium, a psychic medium, and intuitive, I see this question pop up and surface in so many different ways and quite often. And that's why I want to talk about it. So grab your pens, take some notes. Hopefully you made a cup of tea. I invite you to hold space for something in your life to be new, for newness and reinvention in your space. Reinvent yourself. Maybe it's through a new routine, a new ritual, a new friendship, new partnership, new career, you know, whatever it might be. I encourage you to invite space in your life for something new. And you just might find yourself sort of marveling at your own expansion in that. I know for me, I'm always actually inviting new things into my space, new people, experiences, stories. That's what makes my soul feel alive, awake, and well. So I hope you do the same for yourself. Take time for you. Make time for you. And all the pieces will come together. So, as I was saying, I really want to tackle this age-old question of purpose and worth and kind of see, you know, what we can get to. As I talk to you guys, oftentimes the things that I talk about is inspired and suggested through my spirit guides. So keep that in mind. Every time I have these shows, it's not just, you know, intuitive guidance coming from me, but rather something bigger than myself, my guides. And that's why I want to share it with you guys. Sometimes we need a little push, right, to expand, to open up and soften our energy so that we can stay in a place of inspiration and creativity. Lately, like I said, I've had so many people pose the question of, you know, what's the purpose of this life? What's my mission here? And I think the answer to that is very simple, very short, sweet, and to the point, right? But kind of allowing that to evolve and find its way in different corners of our life is what's most important. If we know something conceptually, it does us no good until we can employ it in our life. So that's my goal, is to help you integrate that too. So my answer to that question, that age-old question of what is my purpose here on Earth, it's the same answer for every individual that asks that question. And it is, your purpose is the, you know, your mission here, your purpose is the purpose you give yourself. Your mission in this life is the mission you give yourself. And I think that's challenging for a lot of people to accept, because it seems like a lot of us come from this place of wanting a purpose or a sense of drive or mission to just fall out of the sky and tell us what to do, right? You know, certain individuals align with a purpose and just bulldoze their way to it. And I think that's great. People like that become very successful. But if you keep yourself in that state of powerlessness, waiting for your purpose to reveal itself to you, or waiting for your mission and your passion to reveal itself to you, it'll never be fully realized. And I'm going to repeat that so that you all can really saturate this idea. If you're waiting for your life mission and your purpose to show up or to reveal itself to you, or you know, to come and you know, grab you by the shoulders and point you in the right direction, you'll be waiting for a lifetime. You'll be on an infinite quest of looking for your mission, your purpose. And everything that you try to find purpose in will ultimately leave you feeling empty. So that's where I want to start. That's where I hope you guys can start with me and do the work. There's a lot of soul work, you know, dancing inside your inner soul space is going to be needed for you to get to know yourself truly. That way you know and realize in that grounded awareness of yourself that your mission and purpose in this life is what you give yourself. That's what keeps us employed. That's what keeps us feeling connected and grounded. Sometimes, though, I've come across people just in what I do, life coaching and things, that say, well, I don't know what I'm passionate about. I don't even know what I like to do. In that, I encourage you, if you're one of those people, if that statement resonates with you, I highly encourage you to take time then to be creative. Get outside yourself. Do something creative, something that maybe you haven't done before, you've always wanted to do, or just trying something new, because that's often the very space that you come alive. That's the very space that you get to know yourself from the inside out, from the core. That, then, you know, that realization and that connection at the core helps you to feel that sense of mission and passion and purpose and drive and motivation. And then that knowing, that connectedness, then bleeds into everything else you do. So earlier I was talking to a gentleman today in a private session, and he was talking about feeling stripped down from everything, you know, lost his job, lost his partner, lost everything he had. And in that space, feeling absolutely desperate, hopeless, helpless, and angry and frustrated. And, you know, that's sometimes the space where we want to give up, right? That's sometimes the space where we just want to react. If we give up and react, we're just merely allowing ourselves to be the situation instead of exist in our authentic self, our authentic being. But take for just a moment, go into that space. I always call it the leftovers. I used to hate leftovers growing up, by the way. When we had to eat leftovers, it was like, oh, you know, you always want something fresh. But now leftovers are like, that's where it's at. So what I encourage you to look at is, can you strip away all of the things that you think make you you? Your job, your wife, your husband, your kids, your car, your house, your activities, your memberships, you know. Can you strip away all of those things? Find yourself standing in like that no man's land, right? Nobody likes to stand there. Nobody likes to exist there and feel like you have nothing. But maybe that's the very space where you have everything. Maybe that's the very space where you could fully be present with yourself, connected, grounded in your own self-awareness through self, not through things, not through people and attachments to relationships, but through yourself. Maybe that's the space where you come alive. That's the space where you wake up. And that's the space where you exercise your creativity. And this is where it becomes vital to realize that your mission in this life is the mission you give yourself. Your purpose is the purpose you give yourself. Nobody can come in and give it to you. If they do, and if you follow that path, it will be short-lived. It will fade out soon. It might be a hot start, but it will fade out soon. If someone comes in and says, I think you should do this, and you go with it, sometimes it works out like that, not very often, but what's going to make you feel the most grounded and connected is knowing that nobody can live for you, tell you what to do, and you're never going to be fulfilled by that occurrence. So look around in your life or those around you. You know, can you lend a helping hand? Community is our nature. You know, sense of community is our nature. And if we feel like we don't have community or connections, we feel or we can convince ourselves that we're lost or that we're alone. And again, that's the catalyst, standing in that spot where you feel alone, you feel like you have nothing, but that's the very place where you gain everything. So it's quite, you know, a beautiful polarity. It's quite the beautiful process when you can really come into what's left over when you remove your labels. You know, are you a banker? Are you an accountant? Are you a firefighter, a teacher? Remove all those labels. Are you a sister? Are you a mother? Are you a wife, a daughter, a husband, an uncle? Remove all of those labels too. And begin to get to know yourself beyond all of those parameters, because if you haven't experienced this yet, I promise you will at some point, that all of those labels are extremely temporary. And if your sense of self is derived from those labels, your sense of self is always going to be fleeting. So, and that's where, you know, I see a lot of people sort of, they get real high and then they get real low emotionally. And everything feels like it's going good. Things are building. All of these labels, these ways that we try to make ourselves fit and mold into these pictures, you know, those things rise and then they fall. And they rise back up and they fall back down. And if our sense of being is rooted in that, then we rise and we fall with it. We go on that roller coaster of emotions, and we're then just, you know, disempowered by reacting. So in that, you lose your sense of purpose. You lose your sense of self-worth, and you kind of go, well, I don't know what my mission is here. What am I here to accomplish? Well, maybe you look at it from the perspective that you're already accomplished. You're already, by incarnating into this life, you're already accomplished. You're already purposeful. Your mission, the mission which is you, like you are the mission. What if you look at it like that? You are the mission. Instead of looking outside of yourself for something that you have to do, maybe your very being is your mission. So hopefully, at least just entertaining that, pondering that, you know, take it in, absorb it, digest it. See how that makes you feel. What does that change for you when you look around your life and look at all the different things that, you know, you've created attachments to or securities in? What if you realized that your sense of being, your being in itself, is your mission? There's nothing else to do, nothing to gain, absolutely nothing to gain in this life. It's all so temporary. We know we can't take it with us when we go, right? We've all heard that. So let that be a truth. Employ that reality, because when you do, you will feel and see and witness all of your attachments dissolve and melt away. And when that happens, you know, be prepared, because people around you that aren't ready for that growth and evolution, they'll criticize you, or they'll scratch their heads going, who are you? I feel like I don't even know you anymore. And that's because you're allowing yourself to exist from the core, from the inside out. When you do, that sense of nirvana that everybody talks about will become your reality. When you truly allow yourself to exist beyond parameters and outside of, above, below, beneath, you know, through, in and out of those parameters, you accept yourself on all levels. You get to know yourself on all levels. That fulfillment then penetrates everything you do. Whereas if it's the other way around, if you're externalizing your fulfillment and your happiness with things outside of yourself, it's going to be extremely fleeting. And then you will feel, you know, that will perpetuate this feeling of, I need to look for it. I need to search for my sense of purpose or my being, if it's externally driven, because everything is so temporary. So if you have that sensation, which we all do from time to time, but when you realize it doesn't serve you to go look for a mission or search or seek your purpose, when you realize that that doesn't serve you in any high way, you know, you're really robbing yourself of your presence. Once again, if you start searching for your mission, for your purpose, you are robbing yourself of your very own presence here and now. That, my friends, is a playground for illness. So be mindful. Be, you know, remember to remember. Remember to be awake and aware and thoughtful and present to those things, or even the actions of searching, seeking, looking, rather than just being. I know you've heard it before 1,000 times over, you know, different cultures and religions. They all point to the same thing, telling us just to surrender and be. And when we do that, we naturally allow ourselves to be present, to be where our eyes are, and disarm the need for answers. As soon as we start that search looking for answers, we've begun that infinite quest. We've jumped on to this quest that is infinite and is never going to be fulfilled or feel or offer satisfaction and fulfillment. That comes from knowing your being. When you can sit with your being without the need for doing, you've overcome, you know, the patterns of this realm. That's my own personal thought, my own personal belief. Don't shoot the messenger. that's my waiver. But I see so many people become depressed or fall ill or even just totally jarred up from feeling purposeless, no sense of self, no mission, no sense of motivation and inspiration. And there's so many things that we can do to stay mindful and really turn that around. So on the other side of the break, let's talk about it. Let's continue this conversation. Enjoy your break. Do something good for yourself, and I'll see you on the other side.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Tune in to the practical, intuitive, mind, body, spirit for the real world with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Hi, this is New Age Grammy winner Paul Avgerinos. Thanks for listening to Om Times Radio, and please support my peaceful healing music with a purchase at iTunes, Amazon, or wherever you shop for fine music. Just put my name into the search engine, Paul Avgerinos, A, V like Victor, G like George, E-R-I-N-O-S. You can also visit me at roundskymusic.com. Thanks for listening, and I'm wishing you the brightest of blessings.
Emergency.
My kid shot himself.
All right, where's the wounds?
911, what's your emergency?
Please help. My son shot his brother.
911, what's your emergency?
Okay. 911, please state your emergency.
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns.
It wasn't locked.
Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
welcome back. I hope that break served you well. I hope you did something good for yourself. Make a cup of tea, stretch your legs out, stand up, move around a little bit, and come back. Here we are. Before I jump in and get started, I just want to say a big thank you to Om Times Radio for holding space for things like this, for topics like this, shows like this. I think we all need and love and appreciate a little bit of enlightenment. So thank you so much to Om Times Radio. So grateful to be here and have an avenue, you know, a venue to be able to share what I'm passionate about. And if it resonates with you, all the better. So before the break, we were talking about my mission today, you know, my mission, my passion, my purpose. My mission in this show is to remind us, you know, to remind you all of what you are at the core. If I can hold space for that, you know, if I can hold space for your own divine remembrance, then my job is done. So I want to kind of sort of take you through a thought process for just a moment. We're kind of talking and tackling the question of what is my purpose? What is my mission in this life? And so many people wander around feeling purposeless or unworthy, no mission, no motivation, no inspiration. So getting you guys grounded and connected so that you can feel that is important, so that, you know, that's where our vitality is. When we stay in that place of inspiration and growth and motivation, that's where we thrive. That's where we do well. But I want to just, you know, make you think about something, too. This is just a little side note to open you up a little bit in your biofield, in your energy field. Have you ever had the opportunity to witness someone doing what they love? Whether that's a photographer taking pictures, a musician singing, you know, sharing their music. Have you ever had the passion to really be present with that, you know, passionate for that person and watch them come alive in their passion and what they're doing? If you haven't really been present to that, I encourage you to take time to do that. And I promise you that you will feel something yourself in that. The reason why I bring this up is if you can watch someone and observe them coming alive and what makes them feel alive, and if you can hold space for that and feel, you know, gratitude for them and that, you are, you know, essentially subconsciously weaving your own energy into that vibration. When you can sit there and be present with somebody else, no need to react, no need to be or do anything, but just observe. Observe somebody coming alive in their passion. And when you can feel that passion with them, now you're doing the soul work. Now you know you're connecting energetically. You know, you're present. You're at that level of grounded awareness and allowing yourself, you know, to be present to that. Because ultimately, the things that you're present to is what you are. It's what you become. If you're present to fear, you're going to become riddled with your own fears, your own anxieties, your own worries. If you are present to illness, you'll manifest all kinds of it. And who wants that? If you're present to joy and happiness and grace and ease, you will experience that weaving its way in every corner of your life. So, mindful moment, mindful tip number one, ask yourself often, what are you present to? Are you present to the demands of society? Aren't we all? Sometimes it feels like it's hard to escape that. But when you allow yourself to exist freely, almost on a radical note, allow yourself to exist freely, unapologetically you will feel that sense of interconnectedness. You'll get to know your essence on a whole new level. And that, my friends, is right where you will find your mission, your passion, your sense of purpose, which is your being. So don't give away your power to the idea that you must be doing something in order to have value or to have purpose. If that was the case, I think that would wipe out at least half of humanity, wouldn't it? if our sense of doing and if our ability to do was our purpose, think about how many of us that, you know, have surrendered that don't need to do anything to know our sense of self, have that worth. If you still feel like you struggle with that and you're back and forth with your sense of worth coming through, especially coming through what you do, then ask yourself often, you know, why it is that you feel unworthy in the first place. And then all I encourage you to observe is if your answers to that question begin to name and capture material things, then you are thereby revealing to yourself that your sense of worth is externalized to material things. You see? So it's really easy to bring forth these things that are hanging out in our subconscious, bring them to the conscious state, and look at them, you know, with observation, but without judgment. When we can look at things with objectivity, we allow, you know, a more authentic presence to it, I think. That's why I encourage you guys to observe someone being in their passion, being in their passionate space. It's like watching a painter, you know, paint, watching them get out their colors and strike the canvas with their brush. Look at the glory that's actually happening in that moment. You know, a writer that's writing, a singer that's singing, or, you know, whatever it is. When you can plug into that passion, you know, on a note of no parameters, you know, you might not be a photographer, but you're watching that photographer film and take pictures. When you can be present to that passion, you're now breaking away all the chains, all of the attachments and parameters that you've built around yourself to feel that purpose, that passion. And then on the flip side of it, what happens is everything then becomes a piece of inspiration. All the little things around you in life will inspire you in the biggest ways. You know, I think sometimes people get carried away with wanting inspiration so bad that, number one, we remove ourselves from it by looking for it. If we're searching for something, we're never going to see it, feel it, be it, realize it, you know. But number two, when we begin to search for something, we've sort of unplugged our being from that which we're looking for. And then, you know, everything that we employ to make us feel worthy or valuable becomes just another insult to injury. So take some time for yourself to really look at what patterns you have in your life. You know, mindful moments, that's what the show's all about, to be mindful. Sometimes we forget, right? We forget to be mindful. It's hard to remember sometimes. Consciousness falls to the greatest distraction if we're not grounded. So what are your distractions? Look around, look at what your distractions are. If you know that you have the ability to create, and if you know that you have a choice, that is telling you that you're conscious. If you feel like you don't have a choice, if you feel like you're up against the wall, no way out, nowhere to turn, you're not quite there yet. You're not conscious. You're not actually awake. Are you one of those people? Are you one of those people that feels as though there's nothing else to do, nowhere to turn, nowhere to run? If you are, if you feel that way and you have that sensation, then I encourage you to surrender. Accept fully the things around you, the people around you, the situations and circumstances. As you practice acceptance, that will also ease and disarm that incessant need to do, to be accepted, or to feel worthy. So there's either two places you can exist, which, you know, the first is acceptance, the other is resistance. If you're in acceptance, you're in the flow, you're powerful, you're positive, you're productive. If you question question things, question the way they are. You're denying yourself once again of your own presence. You are resisting what is. When you can fully expand into things, accept them and be unaffected by them, now you've transcended that pattern altogether of being affected. And your being, again, penetrates everything that you do. Instead of, you know, the value of what you're doing or what you could be contributing. Trust me, you're not, your worth doesn't max out or cap out based on what you can contribute or what you can offer. If that's the belief that you carry, you got some soul space, you know, you need to move in. You've got some soul work to do. If you believe that the things that you contribute and offer is where you're, you know, your worth. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, there's no value there. There's always value in things that we can share with others, but your own personal value shouldn't be cultivated there. And oftentimes we do that. You know, if we feel like we're climbing the ladder at work and things are going great, we feel more valuable. We have ourselves convinced. We create a story. We're the star of our own story that our worth is based upon what we can contribute or do or offer. And that's where so many people, I think, get mixed up and just kind of, you know, become chaotic in their own inner being. They kind of, I've seen so many people get mixed up inside, feel chaotic inside, and then that chaos bleeds out into everything they do. And when that happens, you know, things kind of slow down. Manifestations feel so far away. And joy, too, feels like, you know, a foreign friend, somebody, you know, that you know exists, but you've never met. So, like I said, I coach people for a daily living, and sometimes it can be really challenging to see the polarities of where people exist. You know, one side of the scale to the opposite end being totally, completely depressed, down, upset, to the complete opposite side, you know, positive, happy, life couldn't be better, and everywhere in between. But if we can uphold the mentality and the space to look at the knowing that, you know, the ups can be way up and the downs can be really down, but knowing that eventually they neutralize anyway, and, you know, that they're very temporary, when we can hold on to that knowing, then that's when we sort of release and surrender the attachment to those things for our pleasure, our happiness. So hopefully you follow me. Hopefully you see what I'm saying here, because I think if we can get this down, maybe that age-old question will stop repeating itself through so many different people. It takes work. It takes presence. Like I was saying just a little bit ago, that what you are present to is what you will experience. You are a sum of your own thoughts. Everything you do, everything around you, everything you've experienced is just a sum total of your thoughts. Energy follows direction. I will probably say that in every single show I do to get you to be mindful of that. Energy follows direction. What direction are you giving yourself? If you're not giving yourself any direction at all, you'll feel purposeless. You'll feel unworthy, like you have no mission here on earth, like you want to go home. So if we know that energy follows direction, what happens when it doesn't have direction? Two things. Just in my own personal experience as a medium, you know, I read energy, I see waveforms. energetically, what happens when energy doesn't necessarily have intention behind it or direction through us, two things happen. Chaos ensues and snowballs. And then that energy, which is us, that has no direction, basically is a sponge to absorb everything else around it. So when we're in that state, you know, we're not grounded, we're not connected, we're not conscious. So that's the best place for, you know, energy to take up residency. You know, and most of the time, because it's not grounded energy, that's when illness occurs. So if we can focus our energy on our intentions. We give it direction. Manifestation occurs, which leads to more energy, intention, manifestation. If we get caught up, though, in the chaos, and then we begin to plug in the analytical mind of the chaos, we give it so much life, so much breath in us, don't we? We overthink things. We overanalyze things. We get in our own way. We don't know how to accept greatness and abundance and ultimately feel like failures. We all want to feel great. We all want to feel successful and productive. But I think it's time we all adapt to the knowing that that was spoken over us before we even came into this life. Our greatness, our worthiness, our sense of purpose and mission is our being. There's nothing to find. There's nothing to gain. Everything just to be and accept and experience. When we fully come into that, everything then is bliss. Everything becomes blissful. Conversations are light and easy. Truth is restored in everybody around you because one enlightened being enlightens another. And life, you know, in itself lives its fullest through you. Life is maximized through you. So look around and see if you can be the catalyst for somebody else to kind of stop that search. If you can, reach out a hand. Share your ideas. Share, you know, remind that person that it's not anything that they can do that's going to justify their being or fulfill their being. There's nothing here in this realm that can justify us, right? We're always looking for that. We're always looking for that validation. But if we're looking, we'll never see it. If we've started the search, you know, we're moving away from it. That which we're searching for, we're moving away from. When we stay still, be still in our hearts, you know, in our heart space and in our essence, that's the place where realization occurs. That's where, you know, the circuit is completed. The flow is grounded. So let's pick it up on the other side. Take a break, and we'll pick it up on the other side, guys.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Hi, this is recording artist and composer Yuval Ron, inviting you to a voyage through the chakras, a new double album of guided meditations to transform your life. A sublime musical medicine for nourishing inner peace and reaching to your higher virtues. Get it now at metamindfulnessmusic.com. M-E-T-T-A, mindfulnessmusic.com.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Welcome back. We are on the last leg of the show, talking today all about the age-old question of what's my purpose? What's my mission? How do you get the answers to those questions? You know, what do I have to do to know my purpose? You know, what do I have to find or reveal to know my mission here in life? And it's such a big question. You know, it's such a big question. We give so much weight to this question and the answer. So that's why I wanted to tackle it. Before we do that, before we kind of finish up that conversation, I do want to share with you guys next week, actually, looking at October 25th to 27th, there will be a retreat held by myself, two other shamans, Ty Hundal, Rogelio Rodriguez. We are hosting a spiritual retreat in Sedona, Arizona, a three-day retreat that you can come and just sort of let it all go. Be present, have new experiences, meet new people, gain a sense of community. You know, this is going to be a retreat where we are immersing into the outdoors, hiking together as groups, group guided meditations outdoors. We're going to experience as a group a sweat lodge experience with Rogelio. Rogelio is a local in Sedona, and he's a Native American shaman. So he's going to take us through the sweat lodge experience and help us achieve, you know, any sort of transformation that we're looking for or that feeling of just rejuvenation. So that should be a wonderful experience. And then next is Ty Hundal. He's a Toltec shaman. So you're going to get another kind of experience with him. He's going to guide us through a medicine wheel experience and teach us about connecting with our ancestors, connecting to infinite realities through our chakra system. And then, of course, myself. I will be channeling spirit, connecting you to your loved ones, your guides, even your innermost voice, helping facilitate that connection. You have to do the work. But my goal is to be there for you to help hold space for that connection to be reignited, if that's what it needs, restored, or even just sweetened up a little bit. We're going to go down to the river and do a ceremonial offering, as well as a calibration ceremony, just to kind of calibrate everyone's energy to Sedona, feel connected, restored, and awakened. So it should be a wonderful time. So many things. Sound bath, you guys, with crystal bowls, and didgeridoo players, drummers. We're going to have a drumming circle as well. Lots of wonderful things to immerse yourself in and find anew. So if you would like information about that, please visit my website at kimbabcockonline.com. You can also find me on social media across the board on Facebook and Instagram. Look for Kimberly Ray. You'll find me there as well. So I look so forward to it. I think right now, speaking, we've only got 7 spots left before we sell out for this retreat. So don't wait. Don't wait to get your ticket. I look so forward to meeting you, to sharing with you, communing with you, and building a sense of community with everybody there. It should be a wonderful time. Also, something else I want to share with you guys. I've had a lot of individuals request lately, or even just inquire about private parties. And I do. I travel to you. I'll come to where you are and do private parties for you, your friends, your family, whatever it might be that you're looking for. So, again, you can find all the information for this on my website at kimbabcockonline.com. So, all right, let's get back to the show. Let's get back to the topic. Talking all about your purpose, your mission in life. What is the answer to that question? What's my mission? Well, I hate to burst your bubble, but we're all here for the same reason. We're all here for the same reason, the same purpose. And when, you know, when people ask this question, I think it's so important to remember and highlight that first thing, you know, your mission is the mission you give yourself, and your purpose or your passion, you know, is the purpose you give yourself. And that's, you know, that's what ignites passion. Most people feel like it's the other way around. Like they, you know, they have to be doing in order to feel their being, or doing in order to feel their own essence, or to feel justified as a being, as an individual. But my goal is to reinstill the knowing in you that your being is your purpose. Your being, your life, your living is your mission. So don't fall to the idea and the notion that you must be doing something in order for that to have worth and in order for that to have value. Because, again, if that's your belief, you're going to find yourself turning around every corner going, well, now I feel empty again. Now I feel empty again. So, you know, practice cultivating that knowing. Sometimes it's just a complete state of surrendered and acceptance into the now moment and being present to your being. Not present to what you're doing or what you have to do, but present to your being. Now, your being, you know, may feel pulled in this direction or that direction, and that may give you a sense of wanting to do something, and that's okay. But if you externalize your sense of purpose and mission in doing those things, once those things are over, guess what? You're going to feel empty all over again. Trust me, I've been there. I've seen these patterns with so many people, friends and family. I've been there myself. And when you can really stand alone without parameters, justifying your being, that's when you come into that beautiful alignment of true self-awareness. And knowing you have the option displays your own consciousness. That's my goal, is to reawaken that in so many people. So if you're one of those people, if you have questions, don't hesitate to reach out. You can find me. You know, we can connect through a private session, through private parties, groups, even come to the retreat. You know, and that's where our goal is to integrate that higher self-awareness into your present self so that you don't feel like there's two separate worlds. Now, I was talking earlier about energy follows direction. And if there's no direction, chaos sort of ensues, or you just experience the collateral damage of, you know, the collective consciousness of all of mankind. If you're not grounded in your intentions, you will merely just become affected by everybody else's intentions, everybody else's energy. And in that, you'll feel, you know, uprooted, unworthy. You'll feel invaluable. So look at, you know, are you one of those people that externalize your happiness and your joy? I feel like when you truly align with your essence and connect with your essence, even the word happiness is like an insult. It's such a surface level term when we're really talking about the core of your essence, because it is a bliss beyond this realm that even the word happiness can't touch. So, you know, nirvana is the closest I can think of to explain this sense of self-awareness, knowing that everything is where it needs to be. Nothing can go wrong. Everything is as it should be and shall be and will be, could be. The judgment, you know, when the judgment comes in that something could have been better, should have been different, that's again when we rob ourselves of having a true experience. So I invite you, you know, to be mindful in looking around in your life and kind of going, am I externalizing my happiness? Have I created attachments where I have placed securities for my own being, feeling like you're only secure if A, B, C, and D? If you have, what would it take for you to dismantle those? And I say that because, you know, I know that word dismantle might seem strong, but I say that because if you have the power to create, you also have the power to destroy. And sometimes that destruction, of course, always, you know, clears the foundation for a new construction. Only you can do it, though. You can't make anybody else realize their worth. You can't make anybody else realize their essence, their passion, their mission is their being. So you can't make anybody else come into that knowing. You can foster the path. You can foster the road there, but you can't make them come into that realization. So, number one, take yourself off the hook. Number two, if you find yourself trying to do that to others or others trying to do that to you, just remember that the only lessons ever learned, truly learned and embodied, were the ones that were self-realized. So remember that, because if you're trying to help somebody else realize something and you're holding space for them in the negative way, you know, trying to get them to realize something and you carrying that responsibility, you're then just plugging into that that feeling of worthlessness and allowing it to live through you. That's, my friend, you know, I think that's where compassion turns into pity. When and care turns into concern, and love turns into fear, because we sort of look at, you know, this false idea that comforts and securities help us construct our being. We can build comforts and securities all day long, but like I was saying before, in this realm, they're so temporary. So if we truly get to know ourselves on that timeless realm, that essence of timelessness, then the experience of that nirvana is also timeless. The experience of that joy is also free of any parameters and absolutely timeless. So another mindful tip would be for you guys to look at, are you holding yourself in a place of obligation to make others realize that? Are you holding yourself and trying to help somebody else realize that in a way that if they don't, that it affects your happiness? If that's the case, then you can realize you're plugging into a lower vibration and you're holding space for it. It might look like, and you might think that you're holding space for their highest expansion, but if it's affecting you negatively, emotionally, you're truly only holding space for the poison. I always like to say, I call it like passing the poison. When people complain about stuff, they pass the poison. We all complain from time to time, but doesn't serve anything. It's just a dead energy. So when you complain, you pass the poison. Same thing with if you hold yourself in obligation to make others happy or realize something, you are plugging into that as well. So again, look at where that's happening in your life. Or are you, if you're depending on somebody else for that happiness, you know, you're giving them your ego and you're allowing them to serve your ego, which just breeds the ego all together. When you don't rely on others or feel attached or obligated, that's when you free yourself. You free yourself from feeling constricted, from feeling tied down and held down, like things, external things have to justify your being. And if those things aren't in place, that you're not whole. But again, if you're searching for wholeness, the idea that you're searching altogether should remind you that once you've begun searching, you've started an infinite quest. Once you start seeking, you won't be able to find. You will always be looking. But when you allow yourself to be still and to truly know your essence at the level of being and not doing, then you overcome that need altogether. So I wish you guys luck. I truly hope that this show today reaches you, touches your heart, and lands with you in a way that reshapes the way you live in a good way. I hope that it allows you to be still in your being, knowing that no matter what you do in this life, what you do with your life, the essence of who you are isn't justified by those things that you do. It's already been justified. It's already been predetermined. That's why you're here. That's why you're manifested in the flesh, in the physical form. You're here for a reason. You have purpose. Your being is your purpose, is your mission. And I hope that this show just helps you embrace that, embody that, and truly and fully acquire that knowing for yourself, or rather align with that knowing. It's like a realization that you sort of just fall into. It's not really anything to be acquired, I should say. It's more of something that you just open up into. It's a realization that occurs. And if you can facilitate that with others, you know, you can remind them the very places where they're externalizing their joy, their sense of self-worth, or even their peace of mind and peace of heart, feeling like they're not whole, like there's something missing. Remind them that there's nothing to gain. There's nothing in this life that will justify your being any more than the fact that you are in existence in the first place. So I hope that sits with you. I hope that resonates with you. And I hope that disarms your need to do and look and search for the meaning of your being, the purpose of your being. The very fact that you're here, that you're manifested, is your meaning. That is your purpose. So look around, see where you can facilitate that knowing with others and also with yourself. The very moment that you feel like you need to do something to feel valid or worthy, disarm that need. Practice presence. Be where your eyes are. That's all for today, you guys. Take care of yourself. Take care of each other. And I will see you next week. Same time, same place. Tuesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Good night, guys.